The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Live, it's Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees, your connected consciousness.
Oh, behave.
We're not separated by 6 Degrees, we're connected. Discover what's hip, hot, happening, and what's not.
Help me help you. Help me. You.
It's what goes around, comes around radio.
Reason and accountability.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
6 Degrees is the front line from finance to romance. Kiss. Mainstream to metaphysical. Life, love, and the pursuit of passion.
Ooh, all right.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Kors.
Welcome to 6 Degrees. Happy Halloween weekend. Coming to you live from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness Channels, KWSS 106.7 FM, Phoenix, Scottsdale. Well, now, actually, Phoenix everywhere. Congratulations, Frank and everyone, for moving the tower. So we want to welcome any of our new listeners that can now hear the show. Theme for today's show, you're right, Gia, very scary. Heller has no fury. Isn't the rest of that like a woman scorned, but all the perfect for Halloween? We'll fix that in a second. Good thing they can't see us here behind the scenes. No, just kidding. Actually, it's a mother and daughter reunion. Of course, they're never truly separated, but we have both Maria and Gia Heller here today. Internationally known teacher of the medicine, universal medicine wheel, spiritual consultant, master metaphysician, producer, and host of The Maria Show, Maria Heller. In a world gone mad, people suffering, the economy, spiritual emptiness, Maria offers personal direction for getting the most out of your life and getting your life back in balance again. Wake up, America. Your life is waiting. And Gia Heller, president and founder of Arizona Women's and Arizona Men's Networking, on how to leverage your social media contacts to truly build a community through building relationships on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. I'm your host, Michelle Kors. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. I keep saying we need a television show, but if you could only know all the craziness that goes on here behind the scenes right before a show, it's actually kind of fun. So just a couple minutes ago, I was like running downstairs, opening the door, but isn't it great with radio? As long as you're like there the second it starts, it doesn't really matter what happens right beforehand.
I like the fact that they can't tell whether or not we're dressed right now.
I know, yeah. Actually, when I had a show called The Naked Truth, we'd always be like, all night, all talk, all naked, clothing always optional, you know? And then we had a video cam for a while. It was funny because I had a stylist for a little bit that was participating on my show when I was over on another station. And she'd bring in clothes for me, and during the commercials, she'd make me try them on. Well, I forgot they'd added the webcam once, and we're like, like in the middle of changing, so like you could do so much during a commercial break, you know. So, I still love radio, and again, I always bring everything around to 6 Degrees, and I can't honestly remember the exact person that connected Gia and I, but Gia and I met. I think it was probably in February or March that we first.
I think it was on Facebook.
It might have just been through Facebook, and I don't remember what common friend that might have, you know, spurred the connection, but Gia invited me graciously to attend one of your mixers when you were doing the interview process. And sometimes I'm so busy and that if someone tells me, you know, where to be, I'll just say, where do you want me and when, what day, what time, and what place? And then when I get there, I'll figure out what I'm doing. And that drives Dom nuts. Probably like, I don't know. I just knew I had to be here at this time, at this place, at this date. And so when I got there, I realized I got a little better understanding. And I saw a few familiar faces of what you're doing. And then when I told you I did radio, you said, oh, we have somebody that does radio. You know, my mom does radio. And I thought, oh, okay. And I noticed this, you know, stunning, at the time, your hair, Maria, was, you know, your trademark, the really super crisp, I don't know what color that is,
red.
But crimson, beautiful red, orange fire. And I thought, gosh, why is that familiar to me? And I still didn't put it together. Like you said, Maria, but I didn't connect, you know, Maria Heller. And then shortly after that, actually, I had the opportunity to join, got invited. I said the privilege to join Arizona Women Networking. And I had Gia on the show. And I didn't tell you until the show that, my gosh, everything comes around full circle. And the whole reason I got the opportunity to be here on Voice America was because of Jeff. And I used to work with Jeff and Nate and Ruben and half the staff here, Ryan and Chad, at a different station, at which I got to help kind of, you know, work a little bit with your mom's show 10 years ago. And I think you were listening at the time, Maria. So it was
right,
just kind of
pretty funny.
It was kind of funny. Like, it's such a small world. And I've really watched the last year people from 10 years ago in my life show up again. And it's really.
It was surprising for you, but it was typical for me for somebody to say, oh, Maria Heller? I know. Yeah, that I'm used
yeah,
to.
Yeah, you're definitely used to that.
One of the things that I wanted to bring up was you said that it drives him crazy that you are just going to show up somewhere and fly by the seat of your pants. And the reason that you're able to do that is because you have what I call authenticity.
Oh, thanks.
You are who you are at home, in front of Dom, in front of me, in front of my mother, when you're speaking to the group, when you're speaking to a crowd that's there for a political event. You're always the same person. You're an integrated personality. Your life, your business is seamless. So when you show up somewhere, you don't have to prepare who you're going to be for that meeting or what your intent is going to be for that meeting. You live your intention and you be who you are all day, every day. And that's why you're one of my top 10 people in my life, is because you are a full, authentic person. And I want to talk about that today, because a lot of people oftentimes say to me, Gia, I wish I had your balls. I wish I could say, I do this and I do that. And I say to them, I also wish you had my balls, because it would make a better world if everybody could be authentically who they were,
right.
Not just in front of me, because I make it okay to do that, but in their daily lives, to be the same voice to your children that you are to your friends. To have that fully integrated personality is what draws people to you. It's that energy and that acceptance and that knowing where you stand with somebody that makes people want to build relationships. And relationships is what all is social media is all about.
Well, thank you so much, Gia. I don't know if there's a better compliment than that. I'm going to play that back over and over and over. But it's true. And that's everything that you exude. And I know we talk about the law of attraction and other things. And, you know, you attract that which you are. And why I accepted the opportunity to be a part of what you're, all the great things that you're doing and the family and the community that you're building at Arizona Women Networking, because having been in media the last 10 years and used to have the problem with saying the word, no, I can't do that for you, I'm very super careful about what I attach myself to, because it is important for me that I'm always walking my talk and that I align with people that have the same morals, values, or... everything okay over there?
I don't have sound, so
oh, okay.
I'm hearing you in a tunnel. Oh, that's much better.
Is that
you.
It's on there.
Okay, perfect.
So, when I hear the word networking in the past, again, there's very few groups that I speak to with or will attach myself to. Usually, it's a bunch of people with their hand out. Me, 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 me. Where you set the intention for the group, both in Arizona Women and both in Arizona Men Networking, that it's about being of service. It's about taking the time to learn about one another and support one another within. And that's really important to you. And it's not so much that I've had any people come back to me, but I know that the intention is there, that people generally want to be of service and support and help one another. And it's not just, what can you do for me? Because I get a lot of that.
I think it's a real community at this point. It's become a spread out family, which I hope to keep increasing over the years. I think that when someone has a problem in the group, whether it's personal or whatever, that there's always a minimum of 50 of us that rise to the occasion and say, hey, we're here. What can we do? We love you. We want to be here for you. Whether it's, you know, our photographer when she entered the hospital, you know, she had only been here less than a year. And she said that she was overwhelmed by the community support that she received in the hospital. She got phone calls, visitors, packages, flowers, bouquets from Cookies and Bloom.
I knew that was coming. Yeah.
I mean, there isn't anybody that doesn't stand up. It's and you know, everybody takes their turn. So I think that for many years, living here as an East Coast transplant, I've heard there's no sense of community here. There's no sense of neighborhood, family. And I like to think that I'm creating that neighborhood one member at a time. And, you know, we've recently doubled our family in the past 2 weeks by adding every UPS store across the valley. All 138 owners voted unanimously to add us when they heard about what we were doing for social media all over Arizona and how we were promoting people's businesses and services. So it's very exciting, and I think that it's a place for community, for networking, and it's basically a spider web network where you can be the expert and be all you can be if you are the best at what you do. And there is a high bar.
Well, there's an accountability there that I like, too. And that's another thing that within that environment, there's only two groups I'm a member of. One was invite only that you're also a member of with Kenneth. And then, you know, your group, Arizona. I can't join Arizona Men Networking, but I'm there if anybody needs
me. But it might be fun.
Yeah, actually, it might be fun.
Well, what's funny is when I asked the guys, do you guys want a men's only meeting? They said, why would we want that? And they said, well, we wouldn't mind is if it was a men's only meeting and, you know, it was optional for the girls to come. So as long as the girls come, some of the girls, it looks like we have a men's meeting that might spring up.
Well,
No pun intended.
Like you, I tend to run a lot of masculine energy and usually feel very much at home in an entire environment of men. And I'm not thinking... I'm a woman sitting in a room of men. I just feel like one of the boys, and I'm always teasing.
Yeah, ditto.
I'm a man trapped in a female body, I swear. In more lifetimes, I've been male than female. This is some kind of curse this time around.
My mother used to pick up the phone in New York and say, hello. And they'd say, hi, Mr. Heller.
They still give me the Mr. Heller stuff, which is great when you're at a hotel and you need towels. Okay. Because if I call downstairs and say, I need towels in room whatever, they're there in a minute. If they thought I was a woman, you might as well drip dry because they're never arriving. So it comes in handy.
That's awesome. Donna, I see you holding there. We're going to come back to one of our super favorite social media goddesses.
Oh,
Donna Newman is holding with us. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. We are visiting with Gia Heller, president and founder of Arizona Women's and Arizona Men's Networking, as well as Maria Heller of The Maria Show.
Support for Michelle Coors' 6 Degrees Connected comes in part from a grant from the Skin and Makeup Institute of Arizona. Founded on commitment and passion, the Institute trains qualified students the marketable skills needed to gain employment in the aesthetics industry. We offer professional education programs in aesthetics, professional makeup artistry, laser tech certification, and permanent makeup. The Institute also offers discounted client services, including chemical exfoliation, microdermabrasion, acne, and ethnic skin treatments. For more information about the Skin and Makeup Institute of Arizona's programs, classes, monthly career opportunity night, and about financial assistance for those who qualify, visit their website, smi-a.com, or call 623-334-6700. That's 623-334-6700.
Good morning. I'm Gia Heller, president of Arizona Women Networking, the hottest and fastest growing networking group in the Valley. You've seen us on News Channel 3, read about us in the Arizona Republic, and heard us on the Michelle Coors Show. Are you an expert in your field? Are you finding that the tried and true way you've done business all these years no longer works? Are you ready to join the social media revolution? Become the local celebrity representing your profession and let us help you get there. Arizona Women Networking is composed of the very best in every profession across the valley. Arizona Women Networking provides you the tools you need and provides you a community of women that will help you promote your products and services. Check out our website at www.arizonawomennetworking.com. Click the Join Us tab and we'll get back with you as soon as possible. Join the social media revolution today before your competitor does. www.arizonawomennetworking.com.
For Ben Walker, a divine intervention.
Real. I'm an angel sent here to help you straighten out your life.
Gives him a second chance.
Call the great what if.
What if I followed God's plan for your life instead of your own?
Kevin Sorbo, Christy Swanson, John Ratzenberger, and Debbie Ryan.
Thank you for letting me make things right. I want to be yours from now on.
What if?
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees, and I think I turned up my mic too loud. We'll have to fix that. We are coming to you live from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness Channels, as well as KWSS 106.7 FM. Congratulations again, Frank, for moving the tower. It's been long. It's been a very long wait, but I hope we have a bunch of new friends, fans, listeners, and followers across the valley today. We are visiting with Gia Heller, president and founder of Arizona Women's and Arizona Men's Networking, on how to leverage your social media to build a community through relationships that you establish on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And now our queen of the social media, Donna Newman, who's been patiently holding. Donna is also a member of Arizona Women's Networking and the, a social media architect with We Build Your Social Media. Welcome, Donna.
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yep, can hear you great.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Donna is my expert at Arizona Women Networking. She's who I defer to for expertise help in Facebook. And even though everybody thinks I'm the queen, I tell them I defer. I'm just the princess.
Oh, I love you guys. I love you guys. Well, thank you so much. While my company, We Build Your Social Media, offers everyday value to managing and measuring social media, it's really AWN and Arizona Women Networking that add that further value. Because what even I have gained is that you learn from a community of men and women leaders what social media tools are really working within their specific industry and just how. And then they show you exactly how it is so you can further adapt specific ones to your own industry and be that much more successful. And there's just this great camaraderie within the group to be able to share those tools. And then the obvious value is that you can collaborate with other people and just see how you can add them into your food chain, so to speak, and add further value to how you can deliver the goods within your own industry.
I think that's so important, Donna, all the great things that you teach. And usually at least once a month, you speak to the group and give them some tips. And so much of what you tell people is exact alignment of what I'm telling people as a media coach or strategist to, you know, be of service, to provide great content, content-rich information, because it seems like everyone knows they need to be in social media. But if you're utilizing social media incorrectly, you're wasting your own time and you're probably pushing some potential clients away. And people like Gia and several people I've heard within the group have really learned to monetize, you know, with your help. And I know that just taking a few of the tips that you gave me by not just clicking confirm a friend when they write in to remember that, hey, these people are opting into me, I need to reach out back to them. That began blowing up my Facebook entirely. But it's really important. The value of our time is huge. And again, everyone's pretty aware. I was talking to my friend Lenore last night who went to a realtor class on social media. But if you're doing it wrong, it's going to work against you. So it's so important to be able to have resources like yourself that provide the group with incredible information so that they can make these tools work for them.
I call Donna my social media 101 institution, basically. From nuts to bolts, she can get you from the creation of your account all the way to turning ROI in. Her company, Jim Lupkin, her partner, came in and did a class 2 weeks ago. And the class was focused on Facebook ads. And using a Facebook ad is a very affordable way to gain actual clients quickly. Somebody implemented it last week. They spent $3 on ads, and they got 2 paying customers off their $3 Facebook ad. Hmm. Mind you, I was at a symposium of top women in the Valley a few weeks ago, and they were showing me their advertising budgets, where they put into TV ads, radio, and the ROI there was nothing. And they said to me, Gia, how do we leverage the social media? Everyone's looking in this direction now, whereas it was kind of laughable a few years ago when I brought it up. It's definitely taken over, and everyone knows that if you want to reach a community, go where they're at, and where they're at is on their Facebook. And it's about building the relationships first, because otherwise they don't really care what you have to say.
Absolutely. I think that's the problem a lot of people do at these networking things and using social media. What they do is, you know, it's a hard sell, even on Facebook. And, of course, they're going to get deleted. Most people complain about it and just delete you. I find that sharing good thoughts every day and sharing what I'm doing and that type of thing, you know, getting people interested, you know, getting a debate going, getting, you know, look what happened with you with that one picture you put in there with for the cancer thing.
Oh, my gosh.
It became, like, the biggest debate on Facebook. This helps you get to know people, and then when you meet them in person at, you know, one of Gia's events or around the Valley, you already have a basis for a friendship, and now you're putting a face on it. And I think that's where a lot of people fall down, is they think it all is happening online, and they never make the attempt to have a face-to-face with anybody. And the best way to use the internet is to contact people so that you can meet in person. And what I found at Gia's group, which I've said, you know, and which I'm a member of also, is I have found after being in it for a year that a lot of women, you know, I've watched them grow. I've watched them grow emotionally. I've watched their self-confidence grow. I've certainly seen their businesses grow. But they've also grown together in friendships, which are very hard to make. You know, there's a certain age in life where people have a very hard time making friends. But what I see is genuine friendships. And when you have a friendship, so easy to refer business to that person. And that's what, you know, networking is really about. And as far as Facebook, you know, doing my show, a lot of people, oh, you know, the Facebook is spying on you, or they sold their data to this one or that one. Bottom line is people have to look at the miracle that Facebook is. And they have to look at the kid that started this, the kids that started it. And on a spiritual level, these are indigo children, fully grown, and they've changed the paradigm of how the world works. And they've done it with technology. They've created, you know, they put the music business pretty much out of business.
Yeah.
And created a new way to share music and beauty. And, I mean, these are amazing young superstars that we should applaud by all means.
It gives me the goosebumps because, you know, just as fun, and I think Gia posted it in, like, June or something, you know, hey, October 1st is my birthday. We're all going to watch this movie. And it was so many months in advance. Again, I just put it on the calendar and thought, okay, I'll worry about it then. And again, I just went to go, you know, kind of curious about the history and the story. And just like you said, Maureen, it was you that kind of made me to look at it that way and go, wow, they're changing a paradigm of everything. And then to be able to learn more about Sean, I kind of forgot about him from Napster.
Right.
That he, just one person could make a huge difference, and it'll never be the same. And we're going to talk about that too later in the show, how even radio may never be the same in the future.
No, and I'd like to think I had a part in that, even though, you know, I'm not an indigo.
Just on the heels of what Maria said, you're so right, because the whole business model of business to business or business to consumer has now really changed. And even big companies like IBM are recognizing that it's now a P2P, it's a people-to-people business, or person-to-person. And whether social media unearthed that or is the initiative behind it, it is definitely riding alongside of it. And when you start realizing it's really your personal brand that's initiating that conversion to a customer. So we always encourage people that it's always about an 80-20 rule. When you're out there on Facebook or on any of your social media sites or even offline, everything you want to do is 80% about your character. How are you adding value? How are you adding value to a conversation or to somebody else's life, or what are you making a recommendation for? And then 20%, don't forget, yes, you do own a business, and people want to know what you do and how you do it. So promote the fact that you could solve the problem for them and carry them to that next level. But when we start with our personal brand, that's when that great conversion of the handshake, yes, I want to do business with you, really does start.
Awesome. Donna, thanks so much. I'm actually going to be in your office on Tuesday, so I hope to see you then and learn all the new exciting things that you're doing. We're going
to
take a quick...
Hey, Donna, how can people reach you if they're interested in your services?
Yes, the best way is 480-314-4101, or it's www.webuildyoursocialmedia.com.
That's 480-314-4101, 480-314-4101. Or you can also go to my Facebook and friend Donna. So that's facebook.com/Michelle Core.
Thank you, ladies.
Thanks, Donna. We're going to be back. Alona, I think you're still holding, so we're going to get to you on the other side. Thank you for your patience. We're visiting with Gia Heller, president and founder of Arizona Women and Arizona Men's Networking, along with Maria Heller from The Maria Show. This is Michelle Kors with Vita Bella Weight Loss Center's HCG Diet Plan. Vita Bella with the original Dr. Simeon's HCG Natural Hormone Diet. And maintain your weight loss. Vita Bella Weight Loss Center's 623-334-5280. That's
623-334-5280. You sex a thing, you.
Hi, this is Les Brown, Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. I'm a speaker, I'm an author, I'm a speech coach, and I'm an event planner. When you bring someone in to talk about sales, you need someone that can expand the vision of your sales force, and particularly those top performers that are stuck, to give them methods, techniques, and also to create a shift that can take them to the next level. No one does it better than Alan Castilla. Why? Because he knows, he has experience, he's been there, he's done it, and he's also my coach, and I can tell you, I've seen them all, and he's the best. When you want a trainer that can really make some impact, that will show up on your bottom line, Alan Castilla, he's the man who will get the job done.
Hey, this is CeCe Peniston, and you're listening to Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees. Finally!
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Jim and Donna of Rebuild Your Social Media. And of course, Gia, president and founder of Arizona Women's and Arizona Men's Networking. And we're learning a little bit about how to leverage your social media contacts and really build a community through friendships and relationships and getting to know one another and then utilizing your social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, so many sites, but those are the main ones. As a tool. And the only reason you really can't be friends with me is if anyone posts one more vote thing on my profile page, I'm going to delete you, unless you're Bill Montgomery. He's the only person that can post vote on my site.
Ditto. Same thing for me, please.
Yeah. So I didn't catch a few slipped in yesterday, and I was like, okay, I'm going to go clear channel on you. I'm going to start charging you for posting on my page since I have like 2,700 friends now. I'm not quite at Gia, but... they're coming in. I think, you know, I do believe some of the tips I learned from Donna have really helped, and I'm looking forward to learning more. Because
I would love to give a powerful tip, the most important one that I used in my commercial real estate business, after we hear from Alana.
Alana, you there? Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks so much for holding patiently.
Sure.
Alana, tell us a little bit about your experience with social media and on, and how has it affected you since you started doing that?
Well, I have been trying to get the word out about mediation. I'm a mediator and attorney, and a lot of people don't realize that mediation is a very effective way to inexpensively resolve disputes out of court. And so I've been quietly working on my blog, and in March, Gia found me and encouraged me to join the group. And since then, my business has blown up. I have made such great contacts. And on, I've learned a lot about how to promote myself on Facebook. I made a Facebook fan page for the first time. And it's just such an amazing group of people that I rely on all the time.
That's wonderful, because again, there's nothing more important. I love seeing other people, especially women, supporting one another. And again, I think that starts with Gia. The intention is kind of set from at the top of the food chain, and then everything trickles down.
That's absolutely true. Gia's just a powerhouse, and she's really organized a terrific group. And, you know, with the meetings and with the information we receive, we learn a lot. We learn about each other, and we learn how to promote our businesses and our businesses of the other people in on.
I've actually used Alana's services. I had a business dispute once, and I called Alana, and I brought her in early on, and she simply was there. She was monitoring the emails so that basically things were kept professional and on the up and up, and we were able to work out terms without ever going to court, without ever anyone going in a bad direction. And Alana, what's the percent of cases that are solved in mediation?
The statistic you hear most often is just about 90%. That means most people who go to mediation walk away without having to go to court with a full resolution, with reduced stress, with reduced expenses, and a much more positive outcome.
So that's there's a reason right there to use mediation.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for calling in, Alana.
Sure.
And we also, the phone lines have been blowing up, too. We have Anna Gonzalez. I love Anna. Anna, are you with us out there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Thank you so much. Anna is also the official photographer of my site. Hopefully, God be willing, we'll launch this week. And my handpicked happy hour. And those pictures are posted on Facebook. And soon you'll also be able to see them under my gallery of happy hours. But thank you so much. And I really love, I mean, it's always been my vision, much like yours. I was reading over your statement, Gia, about, you know, your intention, your mission for Arizona Women and Arizona Men Networking, bringing great people together. And when we all promote each other and we all utilize each other's services, we're really speaking and promoting one another from our hearts, not our heads. So Anna came, because I don't have time. I mean, unlike you, I'm really busy. I'm doing 10 different things. And I just had asked Anna, would you be able or open to, you know, if you have another event, that's okay, but I'd love to have you at my events. I'll do anything that I can to cross-promote you. And I didn't have to give her any direction or anything. I mean, she did an incredible job of taking a little photojournalism story of my event. And actually, that's a lot of what I need for, as Donna was mentioning, building my own brand and keeping that consistent. It was fun. It was interactive. And to be able to have that synergy, the more you work with people, the more you can help promote one another.
Well, and she has a knack of really capturing what I call someone's true essence and true energy. So when you look at the photo, you don't say, wow, that...
Yeah,
that's
she really
nice.
Captured like
Who's
the
that?
Real essence of the mm-hmm. event. It was just people relax. I mean, the handpicked happy hour is all about great people coming together. It's the Valley's official, quote, not working event for those interested in not working instead of networking. Although you're going to meet great people, there's no pressure for you to be on. You can just be whoever you want to be that day. If you're in work mode, great. If you want to have a social interaction, great. If you're meeting people because you're single, great. If you're married, great. There's no rules.
And I'm really glad you called in because you moved here from Florida and you did not know a soul and you adopted us early on. And I'm wondering what that was like for you coming here not knowing anyone versus today after being connected in the group for about a year almost.
Yeah, I joined the group in February. And like you said, I did not know a single person in Arizona. So we had to start our business all over from scratch. So we joined the group in February and it has been wonders for us. We get to meet other people. We get to get business through the mixers. And also we learn from Facebook to go ahead and let advertise for a business with Facebook. And thanks to that, I would say like 80, 85% of my business are coming through that. But in addition to getting business from the mixers and knowing people, I also have created business partnerships with other people, with members of Arizona Networking as well as Arizona Mint Network.
Ooh, talk about that fun thing you did with Mike Madden with Cookies and Bloom on Camelback and 40th Street.
Yes.
In the Fresh and Easy Center.
Bloom. He went ahead and came up with this idea that he would create a cookie with my logo. And then I can go to a people that I want to introduce my services to and bring that cookie with them, you know, to go as a present, to give them for listening. And what I did is I went to the concierge of different hotels. I came in with a cookie and then my postcards, my business card, explained what I do. And just because I found that cookie, they were, like, thrilled to hear about me. You know, they were, sugar is a big
sugar
power.
Is the new heroin.
So they were very excited and they listened. And actually, I'm getting calls from guests that stay in those hotels. So when they come for their vacation, I can make family portraits for them.
That is fantastic. Yeah. And just what a way to leverage the relationships within the group.
Absolutely.
Yeah, also I have done with Donna Newman from We Build Your Social Media. I help her with the professional photographs for the Facebook profiles, and then she creates like the sidebars and any advertising they're doing with her.
And it's no accident that Cookies and Blooms internet sales are up 60% and people are using their on discount code.
Oh, yeah.
AWN to get a discount. Also, Mike said that today, whoever calls in or whoever goes into Cookies and Bloom and says on AWN, they're getting a free apple for walking in.
Wow, then those are beautiful.
They are
Hannah's candied
addictive.
Apples.
Mm-hmm. They should be against the law.
That offer is only good today at Cookies and Bloom.
Well, of course, though, so many of our listeners are listening to the podcast and the iTunes. We hate to kind of leave them out. You'll have to say you heard it on, well, it started on Saturday, but they might not have heard it.
Well, what if we narrow it down to a cookie? Because Mike would want me to renegotiate at that point. So
okay,
if you're hearing this outside of this date.
For all our friends, fans, followers, either on Facebook, KWSS, or Voice America, we're hearing this today, October 30th, you get an apple from Cookies and Bloom / Hannah's Candied Apples. And then if you're hearing this after the broadcast, to no fault of anyone's, you can get a cookie from Cookies and Bloom.
At 40th Street and Camelback, offer must be made in person. No internet offers will be accepted.
We should have Gia doing more commercials. Thank you so much, Anna. And Anna, I know that you said you've also got a lot of, you know, because of the community that you've built on Facebook, even, you know, you're a mom, and even when you've had some kind of questions about parenting or you're going through a little struggle, you said you've kind of posted something saying, God, I don't know what to do, and you've gotten incredible feedback.
It has created a family for us over here, just to say like that. They have been so helpful, everybody that have met here. I make friendships that I think are going to last forever. It's amazing what you can do with Facebook. Sometimes I will go to an event and everybody will be, "Oh, hi Anna, how you doing? You're the photographer." So it's amazing what the power of social media.
Awesome. Well, thank you for everything that you do for me personally and for my events. I'm really looking forward to working closely with you in the new year and having you as one of my strategic and community partners.
Me too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right. And I can tell you this. I've seen Anna's work, and I've seen other people's work. And since, you know, I don't want to look like, you know, Jezebel sailing down the Nile, I already told Anna, and I didn't forget Anna. As soon as I get my hair grown to the right length, whatever that's going to be, I'm going to do a professional sitting with Anna because her work is excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you. Looking forward to.
Me too. Hang in there.
And anyone listening, if you'd like to look at Anna's work, Anna is on Facebook under Anna, A-N-A, Gonzalez with a Z at the end. Images by Anna and Lorenzo. And she's offering a special discount today on the air as well. She is offering a $99 social media package, which if you email her at Facebook, she will give you the full details on.
Correct.
Awesome. Remind me about that, and I'll repost it as well.
Thanks.
What I'm looking forward to doing with Anna is some kind of social media, or I used to call them MySpace makeovers, but now it's, you know, it could be anything, because I think there's a lot of people that like Donna was saying, how important our branding is. And either consciously or unconsciously, they might not realize if their social media isn't working for them, and that happens to be the image, literally, that people are seeing, maybe there's something within that image where, like Anna could tell you, if you're on it, using your picture for more of a dating site, it's very important that you're making eye contact with the camera, because that is the person on the other side's perception, that you're looking at them. So there's some really wonderful tips, depending on what you're using your profile, your picture for, a professional picture.
Great.
Whether, and even I think in business, that can be essential too. Often people will just put the best picture of themselves up there, but it might not be conveying the right message. And it's very important to be, having gone through branding nightmare hell the last 2 years myself, and I'm still not where I need to be, I can't just go to a photographer and say, take a picture. I need to be able to talk to someone like Anna and say, this is what I understand my branding is from Donna. This is from my friend that I'm working with here. This is from Carl. I need the picture to capture that. Not just a good picture where my hair and makeup look good, but I need a picture to capture this particular persona so that I'm projecting the correct message. And that's really important. So one thing I love about what I always try and do through 6 Degrees Media and on my show, and I can do even bigger through Arizona Women Networking, is by having that synergistic group of people together, by the social media person knowing the radio person, knowing the photographer, knowing Gia. Well, now we're all working together, and we're creating a consistency in that brand for that person, because a lot of people will have their social media person, their marketing person, their PR person, and if those people don't know each other, it's costing you a lot of extra time and money, and somewhere your message might be getting lost.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And, you know, it's like, you know, a lot of people, you know, and I look and I see the mistakes some younger gals make. You know, I am the mother and grandmother sage of the group. And if you're professional and you want people to take you professionally, you have to dress the part and you have to act the part.
And
you know?
In my opinion, everybody needs to stop selling. It is the quickest way to burn a relationship. It's the quickest way for someone to just completely tune out what you're saying. So if we can start building relationships, what I like to call it is electronic community management, where you stop selling and you start building relationships. But that doesn't mean you stop being strategic. And that leads me into the tip that I want to give everyone for their businesses.
Let's hold on to that. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll give them the tip. So they have to. They can't touch that dial until we get to the other side. We'll get a tip from Gia. And we kind of jumped into everything. We're going to hear a little background about how Gia started this incredible community. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788.
Good morning. I'm Gia Heller, president of Arizona Women Networking, the hottest and fastest growing networking group in the Valley. You've seen us on News Channel 3, read about us in the Arizona Republic, and heard us on the Michelle Kors Show. Are you an expert in your field? Are you finding that the tried and true way you've done business all these years no longer works? Are you ready to join the social media revolution? Become the local celebrity representing your profession, and let us help you get there. Arizona Women Networking is composed of the very best in every profession across the valley. Arizona Women Networking provides you the tools you need and provides you a community of women that will help you promote your products and services. Check out our website at www.arizonawomennetworking.com. Click the Join Us tab and we'll get back with you as soon as possible. Join the social media revolution today before your competitor does. www.arizonawomennetworking.com.
For Ben Walker, a divine intervention.
I'm an angel sent here to help you straighten out your life.
Gives him a second chance.
Cole, the great what if?
What if I followed God's plan for your life instead of your own?
Kevin Sorbo, Christy Swanson, John Ratzenberger, and Debbie Ryan.
Thank you for letting me make things right. I want to be yours from now on.
What if?
Arizona Men Networking is the hottest and fastest growing networking group in the Valley. It is an extension of Arizona Women Networking as seen on News Channel 3, read about in the Arizona Republic, and heard on the Michelle Kor Show. Are you an expert in your field? Are you finding that the tried and true way you've done business all these years no longer works? Are you ready to join the social media revolution? Become our local celebrity representing your profession. Let us help you get there. Arizona Man Networking is composed of the very best in every profession across the valley. Arizona Man Networking provides the tools you need and provides you a community of professionals that will help you promote your products and your services. Check out our website at www.arizonamannetworking.com and click on the Join Us tab, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Join the social media revolution before your competitor does. At www.arizonamennetworking.com.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to Michelle Kor. I am visiting with Gia Heller, president and founder of Arizona Women and Arizona Men's Networking Group, as well as Maria Heller of The Maria Show. And we're going to get to Maria Heller next. We are both all members, and thanks to all the incredible calls we're getting today. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. And we also have Lynette, the cake contessa, on the line with us.
Woo-hoo.
And oh my gosh, thank you. Now I am in like anal super triple Virgo perfectionist, and Lynette offered to make my birthday cake. She said, "Who's doing your cake for you?" I said, "No one." She said, "What do you want?" And I just said, "What out of complete rare form for me, I don't know, surprise me." You know, and she said, "Well, what colors do you like?" And, you know, I named a few colors. I said, "I like silver. I like bling." I said, "I like," she said, "What flowers do you like?" I said, "Oh, I love stargazer lilies." And I just let Lynette just create whatever she wanted to do. I've never seen, well, aside from Gia's birthday cake, I've never seen such a beautiful cake. And it was, you know, it was my 40th birthday, so a very special occasion. I got as many comments on my cake pictures as I did on anything else. So, Lynette, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for the great opportunity.
Oh, yes, most definitely. And again, it's, I always tell people, because I love, you know, my passion, Gia, is helping people get their message out. So much like what you and Donna do, and Anna and everybody behind the scenes is helping them get their branding clear in alignment, I also like to be another vehicle in which they can get that message out and make radio affordable and not be just something that they threw money at that didn't have any value to them, because often it doesn't. Just doing an ad really probably won't do a darn thing for you, but developing a relationship where I can talk about you and promote you or have you on the show and understand what your needs are and provide a podcast for you. And the more I can work with someone, the more I can speak freely and honestly about the work that they do and be a better walking advertisement for them.
Exactly.
I think that's true about all of us. I mean, how can you promote me if you don't know what I do? How can I promote you? And there's always a consistency in the quality of people's work, because it's not just a networking group that if you show up, you can stay. I mean, you have accountability in what you've created, and you better be at the top of your game. You better be a team player. You better be trying to play into,
like you said on News Channel 3, Michelle, there's always somebody vying for your position.
Exactly. So, Lynette, let's hear a little bit about your experience, not only with Arizona Women's Networking, but your social media and how you've began to use
that
for a tool.
Which is how I found her, by the way. Oh, okay. I found her by doing a cake Facebook search on cake.
Awesome.
Yeah. Tell us, Lynette, what do you do with social media? How does it work for you?
Well, I use Facebook primarily to get most of my business. I do get a lot of referrals from On, like you ladies are talking about, building the relationships with the people is very important, because I know that if anyone asks Gia or Michelle for a cake, anyone on the planet, they're going to refer me. And basically, you know, it's just a matter of using Facebook, even to chat with each other, you know, and really, you know, extending hospitality to people. And
you are so good at that.
And I really think that that extra personal touch makes a big difference.
And you, I noticed that you offer cake tastings on a regular basis.
I do. And I use Facebook ads, actually, to promote that.
Talk to us about that.
Well, basically, I take the event page, and then I create a Facebook ad with it. And then I target engaged couples that are age, you know, wow. I target 18 through, you know, 50 or whatever. And it it's by city, so I search also by city and within a 50-mile radius, and Facebook targets those people that are engaged, that are looking for wedding cake, and it shows up on their pages, and it seems to be working really well. So.
And they only charge you for those people that click and accept that, correct? You're doing that click-through, or are you doing impressions?
No, I do click to pay, and it's very reasonable.
Very, very affordable. We're talking, you know, probably under $50 is what I'm guessing per month.
Oh, yeah, definitely under $50 per month.
And you're getting live, actual paying customers for under $50 a month.
Which puts Google,
also use
pushes
it for
Google
our,
right
our,
off the box.
Our cupcake delivery, and that seems to, you know, we get a huge response from Facebook from the cupcakes as well.
And that's one of the things that you're most well known for, is your ability to like brand the cupcakes to a business or individual or community.
Yeah, and I've used On, or members of On have used that service quite a bit, doing cupcakes with their logos and sending them to their clients and stuff like that.
And if you want to find her on Facebook, look up Cake Contessa.
Yep. Well, thank you so much, Lynette, and thanks for anything. And you're right. I mean, if anyone asked me about cake, you are the absolute first person to come to mind. So,
well, and I'm so proud to be the official cake maker of Arizona Women Networking. I'm so excited about it. So.
Awesome.
We're
thanks for all you
to
do.
Have you.
Gia, if people want to get in touch with you now, there's a bunch of incredible members already of both Arizona Women and Arizona Men, but you're always looking for new people, new industries.
Absolutely.
And you have meetings twice a month where they can go through an interview process?
Yes. The next one is November 3rd. They're always going to be the first and third Wednesdays of every month at 4:30, and you can email me at Gia, G-I-A, at ArizonaWomenNetworking.com.
Awesome. Thanks so much. We're going to be back on the other side. Hopefully, Gia might be hanging out with us a little longer, but we will be back for sure with Maria Heller of The Maria Show. Don't touch that dial. We'll see you on the other side.
Keep trying to make it through that next turn. Knuckles wide and holding tight. So here I go.
You've been listening to Michelle Kor 6 Degrees.
I had an awesome time.
Broadcast live. For podcasts, visit Michelle Kor at iTunes. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Streaming live. The leader in internet talk radio. VoiceAmerica.com.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams. Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you. Every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
It's all Arizona, all over the world. If you're a local Arizona high school sports fan, or if you're a transplanted fan somewhere else in the world, have we got a show for you. The first internet sports radio talk show focusing solely on high school sports is The Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely. Tune in to talk about your favorite teams, players, or coaches. It's 100% Arizona high school sports coverage and a little bit more. Tune in Mondays at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, to the Voice America Sports Channel.
Women in business today face many challenges in advancing their careers and reaching their goals. There are corporate executives, entrepreneurs, and business owners that have made their mark in business. Now you can learn their secrets and tips. Listen to Women Mean Business as your host, Bonnie Marcus, explores how to thrive in the business environment, navigate the workplace, and climb the corporate ladder. Listen live every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel and effectively promote yourself today. Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv, just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and 7th Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24/7, VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
We hear it and read about it every day in the news. Stock prices plunging, home prices receding, and unemployment rising to levels not seen since the Great Depression. How can you preserve and increase your wealth in this kind of economy? Tune in to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with host Jay Taylor. Jay will explain the decline of our monetary system and the economy, and will give you winning investment ideas and the tools to protect and increase your wealth. Turning Hard Times into Good Times with Jay Taylor can be heard Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Business Channel.
We some hard hitters. We some hard hitters.
Hard Hitting Radio is a new kind of sports and entertainment show. Your hosts are NFL veterans Mark McMillan and co-host Byron Evans. It's an hour of hater-free radio every week. You'll hear interviews with top athletes, celebrities, coaches, and fans. It's humor, hits, and conversation. Hard Hitting Radio is on with McMillan and Evans. Listen Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Network.
Drunk on a wagon to Mexico. Oh, yeah, what a
stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Live, it's Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees, your connected consciousness.
And behave.
We're not separated by 6 degrees, we're connected. Discover what's hip, hot, happening, and what's not.
Help me help you. Help me help you.
It's what goes around, comes around radio.
Reason and accountability.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
6 degrees is the front line from finance to romance. Mainstream to metaphysical. Life, love, and the pursuit of passion.
Ooh, all right.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Kor.
Ladies and gents, turn up the sound system to the sound of Carlos Santana. In the GMB, ghetto and blues from the refugee camp.
Oh, Maria, Maria, she remind me of a West Side Story, growing up in Spanish Harlem.
Welcome to 6 Degrees, coming to you from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness Channels and KWSS 106.7 FM. I usually say Phoenix Scottsdale, but now I think we're nearly everywhere, Phoenix Metro. So congratulations again, Frank, and everybody at this station. Theme for today, of course, as Gia was saying earlier, very scary, Hell or Has No Fury. I love coming up with creative names for the show. But just kidding, it's actually a mother and daughter reunion, but you guys are together all the time, which is wonderful. We're visiting with Gia Heller, founder and president of Arizona Women's and Arizona Men's Networking, as well as her mom, Maria Heller, internationally known teacher of the Universal Medical Wheel, spiritual consultant, master metaphysician, producer, and host of The Maria Show. In a world gone mad, people suffering, the economy, spiritual emptiness, Maria offers personal direction for getting the most out of your life and getting your life back in balance again. Wake up, America. Your life is waiting. We're going to talk about some more. First, she has a tip from us that we left out of the last segment, but we're going to get into some more fun conspiracy facts. And one of the things I'm always really passionate about doing on the show is opening people's minds. I always say the show is finance to romance, mainstream to metaphysical, but you know, once you start opening your mind and even more so just looking up, you'll start noticing some of the things going on around us that we've been probably pretty ignorant to or just don't even know what we're looking for. So we're going to talk about that later during this hour. But Gia, you had a tip for everyone that you wanted to give out.
I did. When I was dialing for dollars in my commercial real estate early days, I was making about 125 cold calls in person and 125 on the phone a week. And that was bringing me about 2 to 3 new clients a month.
Smile and dial, I think they call
it. Yeah, rough stuff. And the ROI just wasn't there. So my biggest tip for people to revolutionize the way they do business is to stop picking up that phone and to take whatever list it is that you've compiled of the people it is that you want to target their business and do what I did. Start putting those names into your Facebook and start building a relationship with those people, because those very people that will not take your phone calls, they will accept you on Facebook to the tune of about 8 out of 10 will accept me on Facebook, whereas I was getting 2 or 3 a month out of 250 calls a week. So instead of alienating people, start building relationships with those very people that you're trying to win over their business.
Awesome. Great tip. And again, the value of your time is huge. If you're going to utilize social media or any form of media marketing or advertising, make sure you're doing it right so it's not working against you.
Mm-hmm.
So Maria, welcome. I've never seen you so quiet before over
there.
Well,
I thought, what the heck, I'd get a free ride. I did 2 other radio shows yesterday on my day off.
You've been all over the place, plus your own show every day.
Let's not leave that out, but it's nice to see that people are open to what I have been screaming about for 30 years. So I went from being, you know, a mad woman to a genius. It only took 30 years. but, you know, having my gift, my psychic intuitive gifts, you know, years ago I was warning people of what was coming, you know, to the point of almost fanaticism. And, of course, in those years, people couldn't see what I could see. And now here we are 30 years later living the apocalyptic nightmare that I try to warn people about environmentally, spiritually, politically. And now people are saying to me, well, what are the answers, Maria? And the answers are simple. It's living your life realizing that you are a spiritual being having a human experience here on Earth. And if people can let go of their fear, you know, we live in an environment of fear. I came up with a new acronym for fear, F-E-A-R. Forget about this alternate reality, because that's what we're living in. It's all an illusion. And if you're stuck, you know, we talked about social media and businesses. If people are stuck in their business, usually when I work with them, because I do private consultations, I've done a lot for the women in the group, and their businesses are failing or not where they want to be or whatever, what I do is I go in and I figure out what fear of their own is stopping them from being successful. Because as bad as the economy is, we all know that in bad times, there's lots of people making lots of money. So if I can zero in, which I do, on their fear and change it around, give them some business direction, give them some direction of why they're on the planet at this time, they become extremely happy, and that happiness transfers over to their business success. What I find is most people's number one reason they're not doing well is they truly don't believe that they deserve to do well. And I know that might sound like a hard concept, and I can hear people listening saying, oh, well, I deserve, but they really don't believe it. And until you can really convince yourself you deserve the best, you deserve to be successful, which takes us to the universal medicine wheel, which is all about the environment and all living things on the planet. If you look at nature, everything in nature speaks of abundance, everything. If you look at one tree or one bush, you can't count the leaves on that tree. They're abundant. You look at all the animals in nature, you know, they survive, and they survive without a job. They survive without a mortgage. Nature is here to provide abundance for all of us. We are an animal. We are part of nature. It's our birthright to be abundant. And we're not talking about having millions of dollars in the bank. That's not necessarily abundance. Abundance, you know, somebody had posted on Facebook this week something about being happy. When I'm successful, I'll be happy. But the bottom line is, if you're happy, you're already successful.
Right.
You know, I had interviewed Dr. Bernie Siegel, and I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with Bernie's work, and he had written a children's book based on his own experience with his own kids. And he said his oldest son had said to him, you know, when I'm successful, I'm going to be happy. And he said, but if you're happy, you're already successful. So that comes across, too, in business. And if people are lost, and they really have lost their way, what's the big deal to get, you know, get some counsel, get a reading, get somebody with that can give you specific direction on where you're going, you know, where you're going wrong, where you're going right? The more people I work with, especially in Gia's group, the more I realize, you know, who's really going to be a success and who's not. And I can only give people the information like I do with my show. I always tell my audience that, whatever I'm covering, I only can give you the information. What you do with it is your own business.
Right.
But if people are going to sit back and think that everything they've done in their lives is still going to work, when we're living in a shift, a paradigm shift, which is evident from the movie The Social Network, they're going to be left out of the loop, because the world is shifting. Everything is changing. And, so, you know, in a very short while, people are going to realize the value of barter, the value of community, the value of social network, the value of knowing their neighbors, and the value of loving themselves. And most people don't love themselves, and most people can't forgive themselves. But it's very easy for them to love and forgive someone else. Well, unconditional love means loving yourself unconditionally. Don't expect it outside of yourself. You need to look in the mirror and say, I love you. And I want to make you happy today. That should be first and foremost in everybody's mind.
Well, if you're not taking care of yourself, I mean, you truly can't take care of anybody else. And I know that we see, especially if you're a parent, you're thinking right. if you're taking care of your children, that's a responsible thing to do.
Right.
But at some point, if you're not taking care of yourself, you will no longer be able. And I think
Absolutely.
Sometimes women might be worse about this, mm-hmm. Being selfless or what they believe is selfless, right. taking care of everyone else. But if you can't look in the mirror and feel good, you're not going to be able to run that kind of energy to support and be there
Absolutely.
For everybody else.
I mean, you could ask my kids, you know, when they were little growing up, one of my favorite statements to them was, if mommy's not happy, nobody's going to be happy. And that was the way that went down. So, you know, and whatever that was, you know, and I try to tell people, and a lot of times in private consults with people, I tell them, when you're starting out your week or your month and you've got your scheduler in front of you, just like you do, Michelle, you've got 10 things a day going on, all kinds of crazy stuff. What's important to do is schedule 1 hour a day in that schedule for yourself. Just mm-hmm. to have fun, whatever that means to you. 1 hour a day for you. Because if all those hours are going outside yourself, you wasted that day because you got nothing done for yourself. Mm-hmm. So people can start their day by looking in the mirror and saying, I love you. What can I do to make you happy today? And you start changing the pace of your life. You know, even though we live in a climate of fear, what we can create is our reaction to it. We can either choose fear or we can choose love. And when a situation comes up during the day, you have to say to yourself, wait a minute, is this bringing me fear or is this bringing me love? And if you identify it as fear, don't get sucked into it. Even if you have negative thoughts or a lot of fear, oh my God, you know, I can't pay my bills and blah, blah, blah. When you start thinking that way and then add sound to it by saying it out loud, you are creating the exact thing you don't want, because everything in the universe works by sound and vibration. So, you know, I tell people, don't say things like that, you know. And even if they're saying it joking around, I have a friend who jokes around, when I get old, I'm going to be a homeless person and I'm going to be toothless and on the street. And I'm like, why are you saying that? You know, you're creating that. You're going to create it. Well, I'm just kidding around. But the universe doesn't know you're kidding
right.
around. I said, you're putting energy behind the most negative thought. And the universe is only going to mirror that back to you. So we have to be conscious even of the way we think, because thoughts have wings. So if you set yourself up today to have a good day and you just take it a day at a time, every day you're changing the energy of your life. And people will respond to it. There is no greater aphrodisiac or a business drawer or whatever than self-confidence. And people can tell whether you have real self-confidence or if you're just faking it. So, you know, there's a lot of ways of being happy despite what's going on in the world, you know.
Mom, and when I first moved back from Mexico 2 years ago, I had gone from making well into the six figures and living a very luxurious lifestyle for many years to having lost completely everything, which this is the first time I'm going to reveal this in public right now. Now that I'm over the hurdle, it's okay to talk about it. So I came back with nothing, starting from scratch, you know, living on the ocean, you know, my daughters having everything they wanted, Costa Rica trips, Hawaii trips, mm-hmm. you name it, to starting completely from scratch. And my mom was in a meeting one day, and afterwards she came up to me and she said, Gia, you know what? No one will ever know that you're not still worth $1 million. They'd never know. And the fact is, it didn't change who I was, not having that cash. What it did was it made me more focused on rebuilding and reinventing, and it put such energy behind me. But I never felt broke. Even though finances were an issue, I never felt it. And you know me now over a year. You know I've never projected that kind of image.
Mm-mm.
When things were extremely tough in the past year and a half, 2 years, I've never projected that image. I always held myself at the same stature I held myself when my bank account was overloaded. You know, and that's one thing that I really want to impress upon people is figure out what it is that you're so proud of yourself, that makes you so great, and focus on that and giving it to other people. And be the genuine light that you are. And it doesn't matter how much you've got in your bank account. If you're living your passion and you're doing the right thing and you're helping other people, the money will come. And that's what's happened to me. Now the money has shown up. And it's been a rough struggle to get there. But I'll tell you what, every time somebody said, are you going to get a real job? Because, you know, you could get probably at least $100,000 a year just selling for somebody plus commissions. And I'd say, I'm not looking for a job. I'm doing exactly what it is that I'm passionate about doing, and I know the money will come.
And it shows. You know, there was a book years ago. It was called Do What You Love, The Money Will Follow. And then there was another book out, I think it was by Erica Jong, and she wrote Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. You know, you don't even need to read the books. Just remember those two titles. And it really is about how you project yourself to people and how you feel about yourself. Because, you know, money comes and goes. I mean, in life, you know, I've had many losses, financial losses. But it's just money, you know, and money's not real anyway. So that's a story for another day. You can always recuperate money. You can't recuperate your sanity and your sense of self-worth. And, you know, to get back to on, what I find is there's a lot of women in the group that have a lot of self-worth. And you can see it. You can see their energy. You can see the light around them. Where, you know, I can also see the people that are there and they're filled with fear and they're naysayers and their energy is very gray. You know, their aura is extremely gray. And I can tell right off who's staying, who's leaving, and who needs to leave.
Very few of those people.
Well, I'm probably more at, you know, at the mixers where you have people just coming in to check it out or steal from it or whatever reason they're there. But the core group, I mean, the more I see these women, the brighter their light gets. And, you know, once we all have our basic human needs fulfilled, that's when you can get involved in world-changing events. Because this movement, this new paradigm, is about moving into female energy. And that doesn't mean men are excluded. But there are a lot of men who are in touch with their feminine nature, their feminine side. And we're not talking that they're, you know, girly men. We're talking about men that are spiritual, men that think, men that are emotional. All the things they've told men since I was a little girl are wrong. And when you see these beautiful men, and there's one of them sitting right next to me, if I was only 5 years younger.
and he wasn't in love with Michelle.
She'd still have to fight me for him. you know, I look at it and I see a lot of hope, a real hope, not Obama hope. I see real hope. And as we talked earlier with the kid, you know, the kids in the social media, in the social network movie, the, you know, and these are typical of young people that, you know, and every now and then I'm fortunate enough to interview one of them on my show. I mean, these are superstars. These are bright lights that came to this planet to change things. They're not waiting for permission. They're not waiting for the federal government. They're just doing it.
I love it.
And it's exciting. I mean, these are the most exciting days in the human race's history. So if people can stay out of fear and really enjoy the ride and get the education they need to understand what's really happening here. You know, years ago, somebody had told me, actually was the founder of Air America. He said, Maria, you have your own niche. You're the only person I know in radio that's actually delivering the news with spiritual views. He says, no one else is doing that. And I said, well, but that's the missing component in a lot of shows. And somebody actually posted that on my Facebook today after listening to a show I did yesterday. He says, the most important thing is the spiritual messages that you're giving out while you're talking about conspiracies, while you're talking about what's going on the planet. And that's what keeps me happy. You know, I live my passion. And a lot of people, if you're in business or anything else or a relationship and you're not passionate about it, you're just going through the motions. You're a zombie. What's the point? Reclaim your life and say, you know what, this doesn't work. I'm, you know, if this person wants out of my life, whoever it is, husband, wife, child, let them go, okay? You know, what was that old sickening poem, you know, if you love something so well, just let them go. You can always go out and track them down later and kill them. people hold on to too much baggage. And, you know, one of the best teachers on the planet is John Bradshaw. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but highly recommend his work to everybody. He had said that human beings walk around with all their baggage as if they're carrying two big sacks of heavy bricks. He said they just don't know that it's as easy as just putting the bags down. Just let the bags go. And for whatever reason, a lot of people like to hold on to their old stuff and they carry it around constantly from relationship to relationship. You know how many relationship readings I do for people? Where the woman doesn't trust the man because her first lover or husband cheated on her. Well, you can't blame the entire male race for one bad apple or, you know, whatever. And, I mean, that happens both ways in relationships. So people really have to start getting rid of their bags. You know, just put the bags down. Who are you today? One of the best suggestions I find, because we all get caught up in our roles and what we think we're supposed to be, whether it's in a relationship or a business or whatever, is instead of just being a role and maybe not even be able to identify who you were, and a story I have for that is when my kids were younger, it was 1988, I was offered, I was painting at the time, I made my living as an artist. I was invited to go to the south of France, basically for free, because my teacher had said to me, every painter in the world needs to see the south of France. And my neighbors and my kids, you know, my son was still, I don't know, maybe 10, maybe younger than 10, I don't even remember. Gia was still a teenager, and they're like, you're going to go to France for 2 weeks and leave your family? Like, I was the worst person in the world.
I hated you.
But I figured my kids are still going to be here when I get back, and if my husband isn't, so be it, you know? But what was interesting was I went for 2 weeks. It took me the first 3 days to stop thinking about my family and start feeling like myself. I started feeling like Maria Rubino, who I was born. And I didn't think of myself as somebody's wife, somebody's mother, or what I did for a living. And I spent 2 weeks with strangers that I met, because people just attract to me, realizing who I was separate of who I was identified as. Mm-hmm. So I have often recommended to clients, go away for 2 weeks. Go somewhere where you don't know anybody and just be yourself. See how people react to you. They don't know you're Michelle Kaur. They don't know you do a radio show. They don't know you live in Scottsdale. Just not only will people get to know who the real you is, you start remembering who you really are. And then if you come back home and you choose to stay with your family, it's because you want to. If you choose to stay in the same work, it's because you want to. And I think that a lot of people get caught up in the trappings of life and they lose themselves along the way. So, you know, if you can't afford, you know, to go anywhere spectacular, I don't care if it's 2 weeks in Detroit, as long as you don't know anybody there, because you really start to forget who you are. And the best way to get to know yourself is to go somewhere where no one else knows you and see how do strangers react to you.
It actually sounds heavenly.
It was quite heavenly, but I did come home.
You're excellent. You're still here, and Gia's still around, so I guess she got over it. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with more of Maria Heller and Gia Heller, special guest.
Good morning. I'm Gia Heller, president of Arizona Women Networking, the hottest and fastest growing networking group in the Valley. You've seen us on News Channel 3, read about us in the Arizona Republic, and heard us on the Michelle Kaur Show. Are you an expert in your field? Are you finding that the tried and true way you've done business all these years no longer works? Are you ready to join the social media revolution? Become the local celebrity representing your profession and let us help you get there. Arizona Women Networking is composed of the very best in every profession across the valley. Arizona Women Networking provides you the tools you need and provides you a community of women that will help you promote your products and services. Check out our website at www.arizonawomennetworking.com. Click the Join Us tab and we'll get back with you as soon as possible. Join the social media revolution today before your competitor does. www.arizonawomennetworking.com.
Support for Michelle Kaur's 6 Degrees Connected comes in part from a grant from the Skin and Makeup Institute of Arizona. Founded on commitment and passion, the Institute trains qualified students the marketable skills needed to gain employment in the aesthetics industry. We offer professional education programs in aesthetics, professional makeup artistry, laser tech certification, and permanent makeup. The Institute also offers discounted client services, including chemical exfoliation, microdermabrasion, acne, and ethnic skin treatments. For more information, information about the Skin and Makeup Institute of Arizona's programs, classes, monthly career opportunity night, and about financial assistance for those who qualify. Visit their website, smi-a.com, or call 623-334-6700. That's 623-334-6700.
For Ben Walker, a divine intervention.
I'm an angel sent here to help you straighten out your life.
Gives him a second chance.
Call the great what if.
What if I followed God's plan for your life instead of your own?
Kevin Sorbo, Christy Swanson, John Ratzenberger, and Debbie Ryan.
Thank you for letting me make things right. I want to be yours from now on.
What if?
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Everybody, we have to get into a little bit of the conspiracy theories that are really conspiracy facts
scary.
That Maria talked about that are really scary. I understand we have two more callers. Phone lines blowing up today. I'm not sure who was first. We've got Alyssa. Alyssa, are you with us?
I am. Good morning.
Hi, beautiful. How are you? We need a television show, but we'd have to have you on like Skype or something.
Oh, you're too funny. I am doing wonderful. I just wanted to call in today and give Maria Heller a shout out. I'm just so impressed with her ability to just do what she does best, and that's her readings.
Have you used Maria in one of your for your business or personal, Alyssa?
I'm sorry. Oh, I've done both actually with her, and it's just been amazing, and it's right on, and pretty much what has been said is what has happened. So pretty impressive.
Oh, thank you.
What I love is that nothing's sugar-coated by any means. Maria's going to give it to you straight as it is, and that's one of my favorite things to do on my show is open the minds of my listeners that might be closed off. And I think it was J.P. Morgan that said, you know, millionaires don't use psychics, but billionaires do. And I just always say, you know, if you're in a place where you can't see outside of yourself, and Dominic and I were talking about this before, where you've got so much information coming at you logically, emotionally, and your mind cycling them. When you can talk to someone that can give you a 5,000-foot view that really, I mean, they care about you, but they really just are going to give you the information they see, it can really help you see past what is currently going on or maybe the big picture. And like you were saying, Maria, whether it's in our work or our personal lives, when we feel on path, on purpose, we can get mm-hmm. through anything. When we feel like
Absolutely.
We're really living our passions or we know what our place is in the world or what mm-hmm. our agreement was or whatever your spiritual beliefs might be. But when I feel like this is what I'm supposed to do or this is what I love or this is what God sent me to do or whatever that might be, I can kind of get through anything no matter how hard it is.
Absolutely. Knowing your soul's purpose is really important, and a lot of people don't. You know, they grew up and they're doing what they do because either their parents did it or they're still trying to please their parents even though their parents have been dead for 20 years. There are people, you know, and I will always ask my client, are you sure this is your dream you're living? Or is it a dream that was implanted in your head from somebody else? Because if you're not happy, that's a big clue.
Well, that's something that Gia is going to help me on. Is you know, we're going to be looking at in January launching the Get Hired Up segment. There's a lot of people that are out of work, but more importantly, there's a lot of people that aren't living their dreams anyway. You know, mm-hmm. whether it was because of their parents or because of circumstances right. or because just financially they right. made a commitment to try and
well, because they're living their nightmare. You know, because right. they, you know, they just they create self-fulfilling prophecies. My life sucks. I'm sick. I'm getting sick. And so, and then they get sick and they say, see, I knew I was getting sick. Mm-hmm. So they think that they're psychic because, oh, I predicted getting sick. What they don't realize is they created getting sick.
Right.
So, you know, we have to be very careful about how we think and what we say. And a lot of times, even when I see people posting things, you know, I hope or I wish or I try or if. When you start sentences, especially with the word if, it's always going to be a negative and a failure. And when people say to me, well, I'm trying the best I can, well, I say, then just say I'm doing the best I can, not
trying.
My friend
says telling the truth in advance.
Right.
Saying it as if it already exists.
Exactly.
Alyssa, was there something else you wanted to add? Or
I just wanted to throw in that Alyssa is also a member of Arizona Women Networking.
Absolutely. No, I just really wanted to call in and thank Maria and look forward to the next reading with her. And she's just done wonders for not only my personal life, but my business. So thank you, Maria.
Great. I'm happy you're happy.
Yes, as always. You guys have a wonderful morning and congrats.
Thanks, Alyssa. Did we have another caller, Ruben, did you say?
Christina.
Hi, Christina. How are you?
Hello. I'm wonderful. I just kind of wanted to call in and give a shout out to all of you girls, especially Maria. I apparently tuned in just when I needed to because what you were saying was, once again, something that I needed to hear.
Uh-huh. You've had some great personal experiences, Christina.
Oh, my gosh. The first time I met Maria, she told me things that I was shocked. And I said, no way. There's no way that's going to happen. And everything she predicted was very blunt, very to the point, absolutely happened, has happened, is continuing to happen. It's been really crazy.
That's great. It's all good.
Yeah.
Well, what's interesting is sometimes when, you know, someone might get a reading, especially if they're not open to it and they get all this new information and they're still skeptical, and then they'll start watching things unfold and they go,
right.
wow. I mean, even I think you told Don, like, oh, you're not going to be living there much longer. You know, you just never know what's going to happen and when. So anything
right,
else you'd like to add, Christina? And you are also a member of Arizona Women's Networking.
I am one of the best networking groups in Arizona and anywhere. Hope you guys have a great day.
You too.
And we'll see you tonight at the scary Halloween party at the Talking
yes.
Stick at 8 o'clock.
I can't wait to see you.
Awesome. You have to figure out who I am because I'm going in full costume.
Okay. I will figure it out.
Find me.
You know, it's funny. Gia was at my house a couple of days ago, and while we were talking, she gets a text from one of the women that she knows through her group and that I know, and the text to her is from one of my new clients, and she wrote to Gia simply, your mother is absolutely amazing. She's just dead on.
Wow.
And that was kind of funny because I had just talked to that woman the day before. And, you know, people say, how does it work? And I say, who cares how it works? You know, if it works, don't fix it.
Right.
But even the I was on another radio show yesterday afternoon out of South Carolina. And the day before when we were hooking up to do the show and I was just talking to this radio host, I had said to him, I told him the story when Jesse Ventura was on my show and asked me if he could curse on the show. And I said, I know you're a terrestrial radio, so I'm going to have to watch my mouth. And when he interviewed me the next day, he said, I totally freaked him out because it ended up that the producers were reviewing all his shows for vulgarity.
Oh, my God.
So he was like, how did you know? He was like totally freaked out. So sometimes, you know, I just say things, what I think is a normal conversation, mm-hmm. but then it happens.
Wow.
You know? So it's like, whatever. No.
Now, it is Halloween, so let's break into a few. I know you had a very heated, fun show, I think it was last night, but let's talk about some of the conspiracy facts and stuff that goes on. And
well, you know, today we get proof positive in at a Reuters news yesterday. I've been talking and screaming about chemtrails since 1995, the spraying they're doing in our skies. And I'll be giving a lecture that you're hosting on November 11th on chemtrails.
Yes.
And yesterday, Reuters News had a story that the UN is demanding most of the NATO nations, which are the ones that spray them the most, to stop geoengineering. So that gave credibility to what I've been screaming about for over 10 years. I don't know whether it was coincidental or not, because a new chemtrail movie was just released the day before, which I had just reviewed. But this, when science first starts backing into, or the Fourth Estate, which, you know, they should be ashamed of themselves for not doing the job they're supposed to do for America, when they start agreeing or backing into things that I've just intuitively known for years, and, you know, chemtrails is not something you need to be intuitive about. All you have to do is look up. I mean, yeah. They've been spraying Phoenix. Phoenix is the number one heaviest sprayed place in the country.
Wow. Why is that, Maria?
I have no idea. I mean, when I try to think about it, one thing I knew when I first came out to Arizona from New York on vacation was this state is loaded with spiritual energy, tremendous spirituality, tremendous amount of Native American spirits here. And I think that perhaps it's to just fog people from the spiritual energy that's here.
Hmm.
And for whatever reason, and I'm sure it contributes to the smog alerts, we have worse smog here than they have
LA.
In L.A.
Yeah, unbelievable.
And, you know, a lot of my friends in Phoenix, Scottsdale, telling me that their gardens the past 2 years are not growing anything. Well,
and you sent me some beautiful pictures, I guess you could call them, of chemtrails yesterday. And for anyone who receives my show announcement, you may have seen I posted one in there. But for our listeners who aren't familiar or think, oh, woo-woo, I don't know what you're talking about, what can they be looking for? I mean, when you start paying attention and when you open your awareness.
Right. Yeah, we think it's something from an airplane, most of us.
Right, but the truth of the matter is, you know, when I was a child, our skies were really blue. Our skies are no longer blue. The blue skies have been stolen from us. So you go out at 8 o'clock in the morning in Phoenix, the sky is blue, there's not a cloud in sight. 9 o'clock they start spraying, and you'll see it. It's lines across the sky. Lines in all directions. Sometimes they make X's. They lay out specific grids, which is changing the frequency above our heads, the vibration of frequency above our heads, which could be in collusion with the HAARP project, cell phone towers, etc., to keep our mind's frequencies in a constant state of despair and frazzled. But if you test your soil, you test your water, you're going to see the pH has been changed, which is why nothing is growing. Because they're dropping megatons of aluminum, barium, and strontium on our heads every single day. It's falling on our land. It's falling in our water. Children are breathing it. This is why you have so many people with asthma. You can get an instant heart attack from it. Ingesting aluminum can immediately shut down your lungs. And if people don't believe it, check with the U.S. Patent Office, and you see agribusiness now has a patent on file for aluminum-resistant seeds. So eventually we won't be able to have organic food or naturally grown food. It'll all be the Monsanto Franken seeds, because they seem to be working in collusion with the chemicals they're spraying down upon our heads every day. So now that all of a sudden the UN is saying we don't want you doing geoengineering, as if they're not already doing it, it started in earnest in 1995. What else did they do in 1995? 1995, without our permission, debate, or labels, they put GMO foods, genetically engineered foods, on our supermarket shelves. Same year. Same year, they rolled out the MMR vaccine for kids, the triple vaccines, measles and mumps and rubella. Now we have an autism epidemic. Okay.
Wow, its autism numbers are
so you look
quadrupled
at between the
what they
right,
were.
Right. So you look between the food, the pollution in the sky, the vaccines at the same time, and I see it all works together. They probably have created this synergistically to get us sick, keep us sick, so we'll make big pharmaceutical industrial complex.
Because the same people
richer.
Making us sick own
right.
the pharmaceutical companies.
Well, you have to understand, most of the major food businesses are owned by the same people that own the big pharmaceutical companies. So problem, reaction, solution. And this is, they don't care about our health or our longevity. To these people and their soulless creatures, it's all about the bottom line. To them, you know, we're all useless feeders. You know, if they can get rid of 3/4 of the Earth's population, which is part of their plan, they would be very happy. And people need to read, and they can go right online. The name of the website is PNAC.com, Project for a New American Century. Start learning about these things. You know, I have a full education on my site. These are not topics I ever wanted to know about either, but now I understand you have to know.
I'm going to be real honest, too. I'm a very cynical person. For many, many years, I was like, Mom, you know, the things you say, I mean, they're crazy, Ma. And, you know, Mom, maybe you should not say this or that, because I think people really disconnect from me. Okay, so I said this like 5 years ago. Everything she said back then has come true. And all the conservatives that back then said exactly what I said, Maria, ooh, separate yourself from this. Everything she has said has come true. So I'm sure that even though some of these topics seem wild now, in 3 or 4 years it'll be mainstream, and I'll say again, my crazy mother was right.
Well, what I love about what you do, Maria, is first of all, at Maria.net, you post, I believe, one show weekly, complimentary, but you have very affordable subscriptions. And all of your teachings, all of the education, all of the awareness that you do is really just getting people to open their minds. They don't have to follow what you say or think what they say. You're just like, here's the information. And you have all kinds of very, very reliable sources that send it to you because they're too afraid. They can't reveal their information, or their credibility would be threatened if they posted anything, or the corporate dollars that control the newspapers or radio or television behind them. They don't want to say anything, but they know that you can. So you're fed a lot of incredible information, but you help make this information available to everybody by saying, hey, you don't have to listen to me, but watch this movie or read this book or look at this article or go to this website. And you make it so easy. And that's what I try to do on my show, is just be a resource. Saying, I can bring you good information. What you do with it is up to you.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying, open your mind and go find your own answers. And I know we're all really busy, so if I can be an amazing resource, you're an amazing resource. And what I like about many of the movies, like Zeitgeist, I know we're going to do a movie night, and I don't know if that's included on the 11th, but is that they bring together all these facts, science, like you're saying, conspiracy facts, science, math, things that really aren't disputable. And they just say, here's all the information. And again, they're not preaching to anybody. It says, take a second look at September 11th. Take a second look. And what questions I'm always asking, why I can never get my, why I love people like you, people like Joseph, Dan and Brinkley, other guests or friends that I've made through the ability to be in media, is that I'm always just trying to get the whole big picture. Like, why? Why? What is the purpose? What is the whole thing? What is instilling fear in everybody? We talk about self-fulfilling prophecies. Our whole economy, we bought into it, and then we created the reality. Everybody not spending money made that to be true.
Right.
The more we don't spend money, the more we keep, you know, feeding into the same problem. So, I mean, what you do about opening people's minds or giving them the information, making it affordable so that we can make better decisions. And if we do, we do. And if we don't, we don't. But as Gia was saying, yeah, when you first started and you know that this is your path, this is your purpose, and you fearlessly have for 30 years given out information and spoke openly, and now people are finally, you know, your following is very loyal, and they say, wow, Maria, thanks. Mm-hmm. You've said this all along, even when you were the only person standing there speaking on your own.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you have, you know, I've always believed there's only one truth, and truth is truth, and people respond to the truth. They can recognize it. It might scare you. It might depress you in the beginning. You know, I talked about that on another show. When I first backed into all these ugly things that I never wanted to know about my own country, yeah, I went through basically the five stages of grief. You know, I was scared, then I got angry, I got depressed, and then I got into action. So it's not what average people want to know. I mean, the title of my first book was The Awakening of an American, How My Country Broke My Heart. Because I had realized that everything I believed in or thought about my country was wrong. It was falsehoods, things I was never taught in school. And what I'm doing now, Michelle, is backing up all my old shows on my site. I'm going through them one by one, actually, looking for the best pieces of education in every area I have covered in 11 years and reposting them back into my archives so that my site isn't entertainment. It's a full, complete education. It's less than $15 a month. So I just tell the listening audience, and I know there's tens of thousands of them out there, if you can't do the work I do, you're afraid, you're busy, you're working three jobs, support what I do. Okay, I'm happy to do the work. I'm good at it. You know, I love reading. Most people today don't bother reading. I read, I write, I speak. I'm willing to do it. support me, because there are no, there's no breaks, there's no commercials, you know, there's just my own stuff, and it's an education, it's an hour with an expert, and I'm happy to bring them to the world. And then, like you said, what people do with the information is not my responsibility.
Right. We have Toby calling in from Atlanta, the beauty of radio, and connect to anyone. Toby, welcome. Do you have a question for Maria? Okay, I guess not. It's all right. If you do have a question for Maria, if you'd like to comment, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. I actually skipped the break again because there's just too much good information and they're just getting annoying. So we'll just keep going. I can never, I don't know, the hour just seems to go by way too fast. I can never get everything in. And we just talked about a few different issues, but I always, like I said, my favorite thing is just trying to understand. One reason I've never been able to get into politics is because I can't get my mind around it. I just want to know what's true, or what is the purpose, or what is the intention, what is the biggest picture of this.
Right.
Well, and if none of it's true, how can any of it be true?
Right. Well, it is, in a way, it's all illusion. Unfortunately, it's the illusion we're all trapped in right now. I always say, you know, I was born into somebody else's nightmare and I can't wake up. But the awakening is happening, and things are going to change rapidly. You know, one of the big topics now, and like you said earlier, you know, that vote crap all over Facebook, I'm sick of it myself, and people are asking, you know, who should we vote for or whatever, and my answer is vote for the person who has the least amount of money. The person who's doing the least advertising, the less, if you see their names on signs all over town, skip it. Because we have a Congress of millionaires. They're so disconnected from the average American. And then you have to also wonder about the voting machines, which throw votes anyway, steal your votes. And I think people need to get educated about the whole entire voting process in this country and how it has to change. And we have to force them. First of all, Election Day should be a paid holiday so everybody can go and vote. In other countries, they have 90% of their people vote because they get fined if they don't.
Yeah, you have to. I think Italy's like 80%.
We need to get all this corporate money out of the elections. We need to stop this 2 years of campaigning before an election.
If they can put a salary cap on baseball, then they should be able to do the same on politicians. Like, you can only spend this much money.
And they should have limited terms. You know, there's only, actually, there's a great Democrat, his name is Joe DeFazio, who now is pushing to get Justice John Roberts off the Supreme Court because he allowed all this corporate cash coming into our elections, and it's even coming into local elections. And a lot of that money is coming from overseas countries. Okay, so we are America for sale. And that doesn't give the average person, like we had this great woman, Leanne Hull, running
right.
for office.
So I've been thinking
about.
But
she didn't have a chance in hell because she didn't have a couple of $1 million. There are two candidates running for office in this country, small offices, who of their own money have so far spent $243 million. For two dipshit little jobs that maybe pay $100,000 a year. So people say, Maria, why could they spend all that money, you know, just for that salary? I says, it's not about the money
it's
for them.
It's about power.
It's about power, and then it's about all the kickbacks they're going to get from the lobbying firms. Lobbying should be illegal, and we actually have something like 12 lobbyists per person in Congress.
Oh, my God.
Okay? That needs to go away. The Supreme Court of Injustice, they need to have limited terms. You know, why is Clarence Thomas still sitting on that bench? Why do we have 5 Roman Catholics sitting on that bench? Okay, where's the separation of church and state? You know, I mean, people have to wake up. You know, I highly recommend a little paperback book called Vote Scam. It was written by two brothers in the 70s about how the voting machines were stealing votes in the 70s. And these two guys were courageous, and the book is hilarious. And I can't quote what they say exactly because this is regular radio, but one of the things they ended up proving, and they had a statement in there that says, we can't vote the bees out because we didn't vote the bees in. And that's really the truth of it. So, you know, the Electoral College needs to go. I mean, there's so much wrong. Here in Arizona, we have a governor who's fighting, in a way, for state sovereignty. What happened to the sovereignty of the states? Why are people okay with the federal government superseding any law that the state makes for itself? Our federal government has overreached every one of their positions they're allowed to do by the Constitution. if California passes legalizing pot, Eric Holder says he's still going to prosecute. What business is it of the federal government? I think everybody in office should be smoking pot, and maybe we wouldn't be involved in wars and bailing out the banks.
We'd be having potlucks to work everything out.
I mean, to me, you know, especially when Bush was in office, I said, somebody needs to ship a couple of truckloads of marijuana to the White House, because how many more wars are we going to get involved in with people that did nothing to us? So Americans have to get hep. You know, here, if we don't want to have forced health insurance, there's nothing about health care in this bill, we shouldn't have to. Where does it say? If this is the land of liberty and freedom. How dare you tell me what I can grow in my own yard, what I can smoke in my own house, and who I can, you know, who I can associate with, or any of that. So we have to work on bringing state sovereignty back, because I truly believe that this country is going to split apart. And you'll find this country in different sections. And people should then, at that point, go live in the communities that actually encourage what they're into.
Reflect who they are.
But, you know, we have way too much government intrusion in our lives. And now, you know, with this latest scare, with the supposed bombs that came through the mail from Yemen, which, of course, Yemen knows nothing about. I was waiting to see how long it was going to take from yesterday for them to blame these packages on al-Qaeda. Sure enough, this morning, al-Qaeda's name got thrown into the mix. You look at that, and it's going to bring in more fear. But at the same time, I said, okay, why are they putting this out there? Well, it's 4 days before election. You need a false flag. You need some fear, okay?
Right.
Be scared. You know, be okay with your government stealing yet another election, because we're going to take care of you and protect you from the package bombs. And then also at the same time, they put in more of those body scanners at airports in New Jersey and back east. And people have to understand, walking through those body scanners, there's 20 times the radiation that they're telling you, and it actually changes your DNA. But the only choice they're going to give you is you walk through that naked, because basically they see everything you've got and had for breakfast, as we used to say in Brooklyn, or you're going to get a heavy pat down. That's the warning. So your choice is get naked or get felt up. All right. Now, for myself, I was invited to go to Vegas. Normally, that's a one-hour flight. What did I do? I looked at MapQuest and said, 5 hours, I'll take my car. Okay, why even go through the harassment at the airports?
Yeah. And it does feel like total harassment.
It's total harassment, and it's a way of getting us used to. You know, people always say, how did the Jews walk into those concentration camps? The same way we're walking through these body scanners, taking our shoes off, letting them rifle through our laptops, everything else.
My favorite are when they have the old people in their wheelchairs, and they're lifting the old lady's skirts and patting her down. And,
yeah, it's criminal.
Wow. Again, we need to do a two-hour show just on this, and we can get you and Joseph in the same room. And thank you both. I don't know where the time went. I hope everybody has an incredible holiday weekend. I don't know if you have any small thoughts on Halloween, but I hope everybody has a great weekend and is safe out there. Don't eat any... Well, don't eat too much candy. Anyway, we will see you in 7. Have a great weekend. If you want to reach Maria directly, you can go to maria.net. That's Maria, MERIA.net. Thanks, Gia.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
You've been listening to Michelle Corr, 6 Degrees.
I had an awesome time.
Broadcast live. For podcasts, visit Michelle Corr at iTunes. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.